With his hard charging energy, Peter literally dragged his nation with him into 18th century European life. On territory which he and his modernized army captured from the Swedes, he built Russia's window on the Baltic Sea, the beautiful city of St. Petersburg. But visionary as he was, Peter did not foresee the chaos which would follow his death, or he would have bothered to provide for a successor. For nearly all the rest of the 18th century, Russia was ruled by females. The first three of these women to rule were usually content to let their friends and advisors of the male persuasion run the government while they had fun. The fourth woman to come to the Russian throne was Catherine the Great, and she was fully Peter's equal. Segment 18D, Russia as European Power, provides a snapshot of Russia's early days as a European power, assessing Peter's influence on Russian life for good and for bad, and for exam questions. For example, many of the great and necessary cultural advances that Peter promoted, such as the building of St. Petersburg itself, came literally out of the peasants' hides. But Peter did not just look westward to Europe. To the south, Peter tried but failed to get his hands on the rich farmlands of modern-day Ukraine.